Harrison Stein from Hamilton Wenham High School is here with us here on MSO News Sports, feature athlete, feature student here on the North Shore. And Harrison, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Harrison was MVP Cape Ann League Soccer this past fall and is currently playing on the Hamilton Wenham baseball team. Harrison, I'm going to start with baseball. You guys were undefeated until just the other day when you lost to Newburyport 2-1. But tell us about this baseball team. It sounds like it's a pretty solid unit you guys have.
Yeah, it's a great team. I mean, obviously it starts with great coaching, but we have a lot of guys on the team that contribute, I think, 1 through 9, and then even deeper into our bench. So it's like 1 through however many kids are on the team. I'm not sure exactly. But everybody contributes. Like just 2 games ago, we had a pinch hit walk off win. So like that just like goes to show that it's like everybody's contributing. Before the at the start of the season, we lost some big guys like Nick Frenny, who was a big part of our team, and Will Cook, who was also a pretty big part of our team. We lost some big guys, so we didn't really let that affect us. And obviously, we found success pretty early on in the season.
I'm thinking your pitching has got to be pretty good, because even in your loss, it was a 2-1 loss, if I'm not mistaken, to Newburyport the other day, just yesterday as we talk. But does that sound about right? You're getting some great pitching?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We have Gian Gamelli, obviously, who's committed to Notre Dame for baseball. And he's been, as a sophomore, and he's been, like, lights out all season. He went for us yesterday. I think he was something like 6 innings, 1 hit. So he's been great and all season. And then we also have Tay Fitzgibbons and Drew Stewart, who are our other two starters. They've been great. Obviously, everybody's undefeated up until yesterday. But and then out of the pen, we have some underclassmen, like A.B. LaBelle, who's been great for us, and an upperclassman, Aiden Clark, has been really good for us. Chris Farron has been really good for us. I'm trying to think if there's anybody else. But, like, everybody's really... Everybody on the staff is contributing, and that's what I think one of our, maybe our biggest strength is our pitching.
Now, I understand your role on the team this year. You're mostly playing first base, and tell me about that and what you like about first base, and then maybe tell us, not to be too unselfish here, but how has your hitting been this year?
So I'll start with first base. I like first base. It's much easier than third. You get to kind of play back a lot farther back, so you can come to the ground balls, and then also, like, you're much closer to the base. You can step on it instead of making the long throw across the diamonds. So I like that about it, obviously. And then my hitting this year, I kind of got off to a slow start. I think I went, like, 1 for my first 13, but recently I had a 2-hit game versus... I had a hit versus Manchester. I had a 2-hit game versus Triton. Again, not trying to be too like brag, but I had the game tying hit in that game, and then I had a double yesterday versus Newburyport.
Yeah, no, you're not bragging at all. And but I do think it does when you get a game tying hit, no matter what it is, that's important and worth sharing. So thanks for doing that. I do appreciate that. I want to jump to soccer. So you guys had a winning soccer team this past fall. You got the MVP in the Cape Ann League, won your league, and so let's just talk about soccer. Tell us your role on the Hamilton Wenham soccer team.
I was the captain of that team. I was the only captain. I was just trying to, like, be a good, like, leader for all the younger kids. One of my main things as I was, like, running for captain last year was, like, try and make it a very inclusive environment. I didn't want anybody to feel left out, because I know that when I was an underclassman, at times I could kind of feel a little bit like left out of the team, but I just wanted to make sure that everybody was a part of the team. And I felt like I achieved that pretty much. We were a really, really close knit, like, group of guys. And the season obviously went great. We won the Cape Ann League for the second year in a row. And we had, like, everybody contributed, like I said, for baseball. We had Keenan McGuire, who was, Cape Ann League first team all-star with me, and then also a all-Eastern Mass all-star with me. And then we had my brother, Nick Stein, who was a freshman who made the Cape Ann League second team. Andre Gabario made the Cape Ann League, he's a sophomore, he made the Cape Ann League second team. And Jackson Contois, who is one of my fellow seniors, made the Cape Ann League all-star, or the second team all-star. And then to go even further, we had our goalie, Liam Heaney, was very good. Connor McClintock was very good in defense. Charlie Mark, another freshman, was very good for us. So, like I said, everybody contributed, and we had a really successful year.
You know, I like the way you described how you approached the role of captain, and I'm thinking that, you know, the groundwork that you laid with the teams this year, you know, I'm hoping that other kids down the road, that's something that is makes a lasting impression on not just your current senior class, but the classes down below you, the juniors, the sophomores, and the freshmen. So good work on that one. I appreciate that, Harrison. That's, I mean, I just think that's a great way to approach that that position. All right, Harrison, now senior, I understand you're off to UMass Amherst in September, or maybe late August, as it may be. But tell us about your plans at UMass Amherst. What are you looking at?
So I'm going in undecided, but I am admitted to, I forget what the specific college is called, but it's the it's humanities. I'm going into that, and I'm going to try and figure out what, like, I want to do going forward. I'm also maybe considering trying to go into business, because they it pre-admitted me, like, even though I didn't apply to the business school, they pre-admitted me in case I wanted to. But I'm not much of a math person, so I got to make that decision. I'm gonna try and play club soccer there, maybe walk on for the soccer team, but like the actual varsity soccer team. But I'll need to make that decision going forward. But I'm probably more leaning to trying to play club soccer, and then maybe club baseball. But I'm not sure if it's possible to do both.
Yeah, that would be great if those options are available to you, no matter what you decide to do. And you know, on the business front, I mean, Harrison, all you need to do is get somebody to do your bookkeeping for you, and you can be a business, you know, mastermind, if you will. You don't need to know the math. Come on.
Oh yeah. No, definitely.
All right. So you kind of mentioned you weren't a math guy, but we were just checking in before, and you're kind of an English history science guy. So tell us about your interests academically.
Yeah, sure. I'd say that one of my favorite classes, my favorite class throughout high school, it was the most interesting class I've taken, was anatomy and physiology, which up to that point kind of like went against what I was really like, because up to that point I was really just basically English and history. That's what I was focused on. But that class made me really want to kind of venture into like this more science or like medical field, because that class was very interesting to me. Like, as an athlete, I got to learn about different injuries, and how, like, not necessarily injuries, but like just how muscles and bones work in general. So I really, really loved that class. And then I also, I've taken, I'm in AP Spanish Literature, and I took AP Spanish last year. So the language of Spanish interests me a lot. And then getting to read some of the Spanish works this year has been super interesting to me.
Wow, I'm impressed there. How about, you know, you kind of mentioned your classes. Has there been a teacher or two that has been kind of a teacher that may be a little inspirational for you in your years at Hamilton Wenham?
I would say my Spanish teacher, Mrs. Sprouse, because I think still I'm not the best at Spanish, but I really was not very good going into her AP Spanish class at Spanish, but she really helped me along and helped me through that, and, you know, I went and saw her for some extra help. She's just a really great teacher in general, and a really nice and friendly and teacher in general. So I loved being in her class last year, and I also had her freshman year. I loved her then too. She's been probably one of my favorite teachers so far in high school, and has impacted me academically and also just in general, just by, like, I don't know, just like having her as a teacher in general.
Yeah, absolutely. What about at Hamilton Wenham itself? This is a fresh new question I'm throwing at you, Harrison. What makes Hamilton Wenham special, do you think, as a high school?
I think just like the standard that I think everybody is held to, whether it be athletically or academically. You know, our teams in the past have been very successful in many sports. I've had a what in my time here, the teams have been very good. I've won like 3 league championships, which has been really fun to be a part of, and that just is because all the athletes, they're there and they want to work hard, and they buy into the team, and everybody's there for each other. Nobody's like playing for themselves, and it's contributed to success, and that's been the case throughout high school and every team that I've been on. So I think that could be just like the culture at the school, and then academically, in my grade especially, I'm with super intelligent kids in every class I'm in. They're like, I think that everybody is just, everybody takes hard classes. Everybody is working, to do the best they can and help others academically. So the academic standard is super high too. So like, it makes me want to push myself to be better and, to better myself when I see all the other people succeeding academically.
Well, you're going to make a lot of people rush and run to move into Hamilton Wenham, either one of those communities here with that description for sure. Harrison, what about other clubs or interests that you have or activities at the school?
I took this class or this year, one of my favorite classes. It wasn't as academic. It was ceramics. And I learned how to make pottery on a pottery wheel, and I kind of found that to be like one of my passions. It was really, really fun. So I joined the ceramics club, and I've had a lot of fun like creating pottery there. That's been really fun. I already mentioned my interest in the like language of Spanish. So I'm in the Spanish culture club, which it involves kind of watching like Spanish movies and just learning about the culture in general. Whether it be the actual country of Spain or Latin America. And then I'm also in the National Honor Society, which is a really fun club to be a part of, because you get all these community service opportunities that not only get you the community service hours that you need to graduate, but also they're fun. Like I get to work with, I've gotten to work with kids through like kids in the elementary schools, whether it be like babysitting them during a meeting or helping them make Valentine's Day cards was one of the things I did this year. It's been really fun to kind of hang out with the younger kids while also serving my community in other ways through National Honor Society.
Well, you know, Harrison, I've got things all figured out for you with your business interests, your pottery interests, a pottery store. It only makes sense, Harrison, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right. Let me have you wrap up and maybe have you, you just mentioned earlier your brother, Nick, a freshman who's at the school and playing sports. Maybe give a little shout out to Nick and what he does athletically at the school or whatever. And, it's kind of a closing comment from you, if you could.
Yeah, definitely. So I think maybe one of, if not the coolest experience of my life was finally to have like my little brother on a team with me. You know, I've spent my entire life going to watch his games and him going to watch my games, and frankly we got to be on the same team together, which is amazing. I was so excited all pretty much my entire high school career. I was so excited for my senior year because I knew that Nick was good enough to make varsity, and he obviously made it, so that was really, really fun. And my parents probably didn't mind it either, not having to drive to 2 different games. But and then he not only made varsity, but he succeeded at varsity. He was one of our leading goal scorers, and obviously, like I said before, was a second team Cal All-Star. I think one of the coolest experiences of the season was in the game that we won to clinch the Cal. Me and Nick scored in the same game. We won 2-0, so that was like kind of like the icing on the cake for that game, which is, like I said, one of the like most amazing experiences.
Well, Harrison, as a parent with kids at one point in my life, I can imagine your parents were thrilled to have you both at attending and playing in the same games, if you will, and going to the same practices. That was a that was a home run for them. That was a no-brainer. Absolutely. Yeah, you're right on that. And Harrison, anything else you want to share with us here, you know, as a parting shot, something I didn't ask you about?
I mean, I'd like to thank Mr. Genualdo for, or Craig Genualdo, who's our athletic director, for kind of, I guess, nominating me or shouting me out to do this interview. It's an honor. I'd obviously like to thank my parents for raising me the way they did and giving me the tools to succeed in school and athletically. If you're free, come down to Patton Park and watch a Generals baseball game. We're so far we're a good team, and we're I think we're a lot of fun to watch. So if anybody out there listening would, I think they'd enjoy coming down to Patton Park and watching a baseball game.
Yeah, you know, I'm so glad we were able to talk to you. And I, you know, doing these features as we do talk to you know, award winners of Student Athletes of the Month, but there are so many more student athletes out there that do some great things, and we're so glad to have you be a part of that, and also have you know, as you mentioned, Craig Genualdo kind of giving a little shout out to you on for doing this, because there are so many great kids doing so many nice things. And so Harrison, thanks so much for doing this. It's been great being able to talk to you and be able to share you actually with all of the North Shore here on our website. So Harrison, congrats, best of luck in the remaining baseball season, and best of luck this fall at UMass.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Harrison Stein with us here, Hamilton Wenham High School, soccer and baseball, here on MSO newsports.com.